Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Art Rooney II, we're going to have him on in an hour and a half from now or so. 8:40, we talked to him. He talked to Bob Pompeiani yesterday. He also talked to some of the writers. He talked to Ed Bouchette. And in Ed Bouchette's story, he was asked about James Harrison. And he said, "We had discussions about James over the course of the season, and I'll just say it was a disappointment. I mean, James's career here, I would have hoped to have it end a different way." There are a lot of things at play here with James Harrison. And I look at this and I think legacy. Does this now change his legacy? Art Rooney II, almost unilaterally, holds the cards as to how James Harrison's going to be viewed in an official capacity by the Pittsburgh Steelers moving forward. Would you agree to that? Jim, would you agree to that?
Sure.
If they want to invite him back, if they want to have scoreboard things, if they want him to be part of official deals. I didn't think it would end like this, but I have the feeling, in seeing those words said by Art Rooney II, and maybe we'll ask him this a little later on, that this is not rosy all the way up to the very top. I wouldn't hold my breath on, well, this is going to be a great they're going to have some ceremony. He's going to be part of all that. When they bring it back, all these great Steelers from the past, you're going to see him lined up. Now, I don't know if James Harrison would have wanted to be part of that group anyway, but I just don't envision that it's ever going to get patched up all the way. I just don't after seeing this.
But I think it's going to be good enough. I think, you know, admittedly, things might, maybe mistakes were made on both sides. And I think I don't think the bridge is burnt. I think James is just a lone wolf who wants to play football, and that's all he ever wanted to do. If they could have done things differently, maybe, perhaps. But I think when it's all said and done, the people of Pittsburgh and the fans, the Steeler fans, they're so forgiving. And I think if James can keep himself in a decent relationship, I think Mr. Rooney, you know, would love nothing more for James to come back, do that one-day contract, and retire a Steeler.
It's curious to me that two of the iconic defensive players of this generation are seemingly at odds publicly, or don't come around, or at odds seemingly with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's Troy Polamalu and James Harrison.
And Troy's still here. You see him.
I see him all the time.
You see him often. And that's a weird. I know he clearly was unhappy when he thought he could still play, but apparently nobody else did. So that's. But I don't know. Time does heal, but everybody's different. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about it. I don't know if time can heal Harrison.
Nobody does nostalgia, Jim, like Pittsburgh does, right? I mean, we celebrate our heroes.
But I don't know that Harrison does that.
That's what I'm getting at.
Because he's a guy who he keeps bringing it up. And you heard, you know, some of the stuff he taught in the Super Bowl. He remembers back, I was cut 8 or 9 times. Mm-hmm. He brings that up all mm-hmm. the time, and which is great. I mean, because that did happen to him. But once he stuck around, I think it was, what, in 04? 03 maybe was a prime, whatever, you know, it was sometime around then that he finally stuck with the Steelers. But he always goes back to that. Hey, you know, they cut me. Okay, the Steelers cut me this year. I'll find a place to play. And
they also gave him a chance, though. That's the part. After cutting him 5 times, they gave him a chance when he played in the World League and did all of that. But I wonder from the conversational standpoint at 412-928-9370, will people feel like something's missing? They bring back those decade teams. They bring back those reunions. They do things like that. The Super Bowl, right? They'll have a reunion for that. The guy who returned to football 100 yards won't be there. If it keeps heading this way, I don't know if he will be. Will you feel like something's missing if James Harrison doesn't kind of fold himself back into this franchise? I'm on the fence if I feel like something will be missing, but I don't think it's like buddy-buddy or it's going to just be patched up like that.
And it's a strange one because as a fan, I don't think a fan's turned off with him. I don't think they're mad at him. I don't feel like there's anything, oh, I hate James. And you know, I don't think it's there. But it will be missing, and I think they'll do everything they can to patch this up. James just wants to be where he's wanted, and when he's done playing, he's going to be wanted here.
Nobody can hold a grudge like old school Irishmen either. I mean, keep that in mind.
There's also a 10-year anniversary
right
coming up of that team.
Yeah.
Of that team. And Troy's here. You would think they'll do something. Harrison might still be playing. He says he wants to play.
But what do you think? There'd be an on-field ceremony?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Absolutely, there will.
I mean, Dick LeBeau, will he get invited?
Some big names will be missing.
Of course.
You know, will he come back? Did it end rosy for him?
I would imagine he would, but you know, the 10-year anniversary is weird because you've got guys, although there's only going to be one guy left. Ben. That's it, right?
Willie Gay?
He's done.
I don't think, well.
No, but.
But he'll be around, but I don't think he'll still be on the Steelers. He might play for somebody. Maybe he'll be the secondary coach.
Oh, good call, Jim. But no, let's talk about that. 412, not about the secondary coach, but about James Harrison. 412-928-9370. Do they need to patch it up for patching it up's sake? Do they need to patch it up for organizational sake? Or does it matter to you at all if what you think James Harrison's legacy is like? Because Art II said this in the Post-Gazette. We had discussions about James over the course of the season, and I'll just say it was a disappointment. I mean, James's career here, I would have hoped to have it end a different way. I think we all would have.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.